Nadim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazak Allah for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Khair, Yusuf, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Nadim. I'm doing well health-wise, but I'm a bit perturbed about this video we've just heard about the confrontation between management and staff, and I believe it's been taken to court. And what has been the latest finding in yesterday's hearing?
The combination of the problem between the employees and ITV, Dr. Adam specifically, was actually that incident that took place on the 4th of November, the incident that you played. The relationship between the employer and his employees have been strained for quite some time. I mean, we're going on somewhere in the region of between 4 and 6 to 8 months in certain respects where the salaries have not been paid. What is more startling, and I think that this is probably the fundamental issue, is that what the investigation has shown, and this is factual information which is now part of a public document which is contained in an application related to urgency, and an urgent application which was then brought to the Labour Court and was heard yesterday. Myself being the attorney of record, and Mr. Advocate Omar, who moved the application. The two of us had drafted these papers and settled these papers and finalized certain, you know, investigations and consultations and preparations with the clients. And what came out is that not only is it a situation where salaries have not been paid, but more startling than that is that Dr. Adam, his wife, his son, the other directors, three of the other directors who are supposed to be directors of ITV, which is a non-for-profit company, registered as a non-for-profit company on the CIPC. What we found is that those directors are all regarded in accordance with a Supreme Court of Appeal judgment to be delinquents for life. In respect of Dr. Adam, he was sequestrated in 2011, also in a judgment by the SCA. In another judgment by the SCA, Dr. Adam and co, certain other directors of certain other companies, specifically the company called the Louis Pasteur Holdings or Hospital Holdings, what they said there in that judgment is that, amongst other things, Dr. Adam's testimony in that specific case was as follows, and I quote, they say, it was palpably false, it was petulant, it was evasive, and it appeared as though he made it up as he went along. That was the quote that we utilized in the court yesterday before Judge Mahosi in the Labour Court, and she was startled. She didn't want us to play the clip for obvious reason. It's the urgent court. The decorum of the court must be respected at all times. And to play a clip of this nature, which was reduced to writing for purposes of a description in the papers that we drafted, was sufficient for her. We don't know what the outcome is. The urgency we sought was that people are not getting paid. People are not able to pay their children's education fees. People are not able to pay the hospital and medical aid fees. Employees had to cancel their insurance premiums, had to cancel their medical aid. In certain respects, employees had to sell their homes and move into homes with their parents and things of that nature. It's just unbelievable. And finally, just on that point, and I'm trying very, very reservedly to not expand unnecessarily on this, because I know I'm sure I have a short period of time. But really, finally, what we found is that the reason for all this was that Dr. Adam was sequestrated. Dr. Adam is not allowed to be a director of any company. He's not allowed to be in control of any financial aspect of any organization. But what he has been doing is he has been siphoning money out of ITV's account into another account called the ITV Management Company Pty Limited, and in doing so, he is then paying himself and his wife and his son out of that account And I'm talking hundreds of thousands of rands. And that's it. That's the end of it.
So that's it's quite distressing indeed, obviously, and I think for the staff who's working there and for those who have sacrificed all the years for a company like ITV to hear all of this. And how do they get justice from here? Because, I mean, obviously they haven't been paid. He's been declared delinquent director. How has he, how did he become director in the first place? So how did he find himself in that position? And how come nobody nobody challenged it?
Yeah, so it's a brilliant point. So just very, very quickly a background to how it started. Excuse me. Islamic Television Foundation is a company which is a non-for-profit company. So it's an NPC, registered as an NPC. So the rules of an NPC, in accordance with the Companies Act, is that an NPC is a non-for-profit company, which means you're not supposed to derive a profit from the company, which means you're not allowed to the incorporators of the company, who are the people, who are the entities, the individuals who set up the company, are not permitted, in accordance with the Companies Act, to derive any profit from their company, and they cannot pay themselves any dividend or any remuneration, save for normal remuneration related to normal expenses and remuneration, reasonable remuneration for the running of the company. So I'm talking, you know, in certain instances, it could be 10, 20, 30,000 rand a month, not hundreds of thousands of rand. That's certainly not correct. NPC, the ITV NPC is then trading as ITV Networks, which is then obviously the television channel. The ITV Networks was, as we all obviously know, run by Mr. Farhad Omar, who was the CEO until somewhere around 2000, and if my memory serves, 2017, 2018. Mm-hmm. There was then a dispute between himself and Dr. Omar, who is not the owner, and this is very important. Dr. Adam is not the owner of ITC. He is just a member of the incorporation. There are five other members of the incorporation. And in accordance with the rules, the Companies Act, an NPC cannot have less than three directors, and those directors must be independent of the incorporator. However, the directors in this regard are Dr. Adam, his wife, and his son, and one other individual. Now, that already is wrong. What we've learned during the process is that all the companies that Dr. Adam is a director of has either been liquidated or placed under business rescue. The business rescue petition, in certain respects, given us provided us information, which is that ITV and ITV NPC has no longer received a registration certificate, an NPC registration certificate from the Department of Trade and Industry, which means that they can no longer be an NPC, which in actual fact means that they technically can no longer be running as an entity at all. Rumor has it that he is on the verge of pulling the plug and is going to liquidate. Well, it's not going to necessarily be anything that is up to him in any event, because by the end of December, it is unlikely that he'll have a single employee left in the company, which is probably what he's wanting, because the minute those employees leave, then he doesn't have to pay them anymore. And then what they'll do is they have to refer a matter to the CCMA saying they were constructively dismissed. If they're successful at the CCMA, they'll have to institute action, they'll have to try and execute against whatever award that they've received from the CCMA against the company. And by that time, the company will have absolutely not one cent in it. And then it will be an empty judgment. The time is unfortunately now. If anybody is going to act as we did in respect of one of the employees, if anybody is going to act in favor of the employee, it has to be now. And we have to possibly launch an urgent application against Dr. Adam and ITV for the remaining employees now. So we're consulting with the union, inshallah, soon. There's a likelihood that we'll receive instructions to proceed. And if we do, inshallah, if we are successful, and as we will, inshallah, be successful in respect of the application yesterday, then they can find some relief. And what we intend to do is we intend to execute against the personal trust, the family trust of Dr. Adam and his family and everybody else that took money from the company. And that's as simple as that.
Well, definitely, I'm hoping, inshallah, that there is some justice. And I think a very vital thing you mentioned is time is not the staff's friend here, and justice needs to be extracted as soon as possible. It looks like not intricate, but it sounds like a sneaky plan here to try and worm out of it. But inshallah, we hope justice will prevail. Attorney Nadeem, we say jazakallah khair to you for speaking to us, and hopefully we wish you all the best. We wish all the staff all the best in this, and we hope there's a positive feedback from you in the next interview.
Amin. Malana, please just make dua for us that we receive a good judgment, inshallah, next week, and that there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And obviously everything is within the we rely strongly in the tawakkul of the Almighty, and that's where we are. So whatever happens with his power and with his decision and what he's doing. We just make dua that these really innocent human beings just find some justice against what is really, in my opinion, an evil individual.
Definitely. We make dua. Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for them. Nadeem, we say Jazakallah Khair, attorney Nadeem. And inshallah, we'll be hearing from you next week.
Barakallah Fik. Jazakallah Khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.